You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavenpell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian and getting a migraine from the construction that never seems to end in Jerusalem, literally happening right now. Hi, Mickey. It's always a construction site here.
Yes, we always have to be very flexible and work around all these different people and different noises and things like that. That's life of real relationships.
Yeah. So, okay, fine. And this week's episode, what are we talking about?
We're talking about incorporating God into our relationship and what happens when our changing relationship with God affects our relationship, how we deal with that.
So I think that's like the original thruple. Okay. Yeah. Thruple is like this new popular thing to add, God knows why, God, a third person into your couple. So it's not just like a menage a trois or anything like that. It's a series. That's a threesome in French, the only French I know and need. But it's really having a third person in your relationship, which I think God is that interference of relating to them, being there for you.
Well, either an interference or an enhancement. As the thruple,
right.
I guess.
Well, you see which side right. I'm on, obviously. Yeah. Look, when my husband uses I have to pray as an excuse before he washes dishes, that's when I'm like, God's on that team, you know what I mean? And I'm not playing for that one. But when you're talking about this, and I'm thinking back to when I met my husband, so he was very religious, and I came from Los Angeles, secular, reform. I knew about Hanukkah because it was near Christmas, Rosh Hashanah, those kinds of things. And it was a real, it was a factor in our relationship, meaning how is it going to play out for me to date someone with this, what's that thing on his head? Yarmulke, right? A kippah. It was weird. So do you find a lot that when you're talking with couples, especially here in the Jewish state and dealing with couples that are primarily probably Jewish, that religion and God are that huge role?
I think God usually isn't a big issue in the couple relationship. Because it's usually the sort of thing that is so over-focused on before the couple get into a relationship. I think it only becomes an issue if either one of the couple decides that they don't want to do things the way that they stated they wanted to do it originally. In other words, if both couples were on the same page of orthodoxy or whatever it was, and they remain that way throughout the relationship, and things don't change too drastically, meaning they kind of keep the same sort of stuff, they have the same belief system, whatever, then it's not a big deal. But it's only when one couple makes a drastic change, like, I don't want to do this religion thing anymore, it totally doesn't work for me. And the other one's like, but this is what we all bargained for.
Right, we signed up to do
this. This is what we signed on for, and now you're changing the contract.
Yeah, obviously more complicated when you have children in the mix too.
Right, but the interesting thing is that, you know, if you think that the way that you are when you start out is how you're going to be forever, I think you're getting yourself into a bit of a pickle there, because that's completely untrue. Because things are going to constantly be challenging your relationship with God. I mean, I think, look, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God is usually the sort of thing that's going to remain, usually. But then sometimes people get challenged. I know plenty of couples where, I could think of a few off the top of my mind, where they really strongly believed in God when they got married, and they had a very, very strong, healthy, orthodox, whatever, modern orthodox relationship. And then they had all these challenges thrown in that really challenged their belief system. They said they just had that one too many. And then they said, that's it, I'm done. This God thing and I, we're through. That can cause a huge rift. And then the other person who had that original belief in God, let's say, says, wait a minute, I have to rethink this. Can I really remain in this relationship as it is? Or do I really have to take a step back? And by the way, I just want to say that the reason why I'm talking about this isn't because of any particular couple, other than that it was brought up in Tova Mervis wrote a book that was mentioned in the New York Times in the Modern Love section. For those of you who like the New York Times Modern Love section, she wrote an article called Finding God on a Hot Slice of Pizza as she promotes her book of separation, because she feels that there's no roadmap to separating if that's the way you want to go, let's say, if you and your partner suddenly decide you no longer have the same belief system in God. And so she kind of is trying to grapple with how you actually go about doing that. Now, what's interesting is when I studied couples therapy, you know, almost 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago now, basically we dealt with the whole mixed marriage thing. Very much so, because it was constantly there. I mean, you had like any range of belief in God, not just Jewish, obviously, because I didn't study in a Jewish institution. And there, what they said was that the line was that if you wanted to work together as a couple, you just had to do everything if one believed one way and one believed the other way, you had to do it both ways. Now, I remember I actually had a modern Orthodox rabbi sitting with me at the time, and being modern Orthodox myself, I sort of thought, how does that work like with the whole bris thing? Like one wants a bris and one doesn't. And I've actually had, I know people who've actually had, you can't do it both ways. You can't like cut and keep part of it on. It just doesn't work. But there are times when you're not going to have two ways to do it. The way that Tova Mervis talks about it, and it's really an interesting read, is she talks about how, you know, when the kids are with her, they do it one way, and the kids are with him, they do another way, because they've obviously chosen to separate. They haven't worked it out together. I know couples who are together, and they go into the relationship knowing that they have these differences in their attitudes and beliefs towards God and religion. And when they're, even within the couple, when they're hanging out with mommy on Shabbat, they'll go to shul, and maybe after shul, they'll go to the beach with daddy or do whatever he does. So there's a whole range of ways in which you could do that. But the bottom line has to be, okay, if let's say, take a step back and say, if you're going to get married, whether you're on the same page or not on the same page, the love thing has to be pretty hot and heavy. And you have to be able to communicate really, really well. And that means you have to be pretty honest with yourself about how you feel about things. And I think that when you're not that way, and I think Tova experienced this because she shared this in her article, that she was grappling with her relationship with God even when she got married. And I think that a lot of us are under a lot of pressure to buy into a certain belief system.
So I just let you rant for a while. No. And I was thinking about a bunch of different things. I have a friend who wants to date a guy who's her very good friend, and she feels he will not date her because she will not be someone that his mother will be happy to see come into his life, even though she's a good girl, Upper West Side Jew, and that's why they know each other. She's not religious enough for him. Mm-hmm. And she says that she would become more religious. So when you were saying at the beginning, it doesn't affect the beginning so much as once you're in the relationship, here's an example of where it can actually do that. Another thing is when you're saying mm-hmm. to be honest about grappling with God and this or that. So there's two different things here. There's the belief in God, and then there's the rules that we play by. If you're Orthodox, conservative, reform, all of those things. Because those are very different. I believe in God, but I am not as religious as my husband, who was born and raised into it. I tried it for Shalom Bayit, for peace in the house. There are certain rules we both abide by. Mm-hmm. And culturally, I enjoy Shabbat. I enjoy disconnecting from my phone. But I think relaxing is watching TV. So I have started to watch when they're not home. And then I thought, why do I have to hide myself? Mm. So from my children, yes, because it's too complicated. But from my husband, once they're asleep on a Friday night, in my room, I'll start watching something, especially because now I'm nursing and it can be very boring. Right. And I don't want to hide it from him. It's not, I thought it was disrespectful because he doesn't watch TV. And then I thought, well, I'm so careful to not disrespect him, but in a way it's disrespecting myself because this is who I am and I enjoy this and I don't feel that I'm breaking any Shabbat rules because I think I'm relaxing and da-da-da-da-da. Mm. So it's a very weird place because when you're thinking about the role of God and religion and the rules and observance, it's tricky. Very. And it's even harder. I see where Tova is coming from this, where they had a life together one way mm-hmm. and they leave that life. And you also leave beliefs that you had, core beliefs. Yeah. Because I, with my children, you know, I fully 100% believe in gay marriage. Mm-hmm. And they go to religious schools and they teach them that there is no gay marriage. It's not allowed. So mm-hmm. it's even in things like that. But where my husband is religious mm-hmm. and understands that, yes, gay marriage is not supposed to be allowed or this or that according to the Torah, whatever. Mm-hmm. He does understand, well, in this day and age, gay marriage, I believe that anyone should marry anyone. So even though we're both not at the same place religiously, fundamentally.
Right, your core values.
Yes, are that, similar.
Well, you both believe in God. That's a core value. And that's a big one. Like if you were an atheist, let's say.
Right.
That would be really hard.
Right.
That would be that. Okay, it's not challenging.
But he has an unquavering belief that God is here and exists and that we do these things for God.
Okay.
And I don't.
Okay.
I believe God definitely created this world because I can't understand otherwise. I just can't believe. Even if there's the Big Bang, God did the Big Bang. Like, it has to be. But is he still here? And are we really still doing these things? And, like, were there, like, 10 plagues at Passover? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whereas he undoubtedly believes that. Mm. So I'm not sure that our belief in God, yes. We check the box. Do you believe in God? Yes, together.
Right.
But if there was multiple choice after that, we'd be different.
But I think that what makes, I mean, I'm making an assumption here, not having totally explored your relationship in and out and not living with you guys. I would assume that a large part of what also holds it together is that you were both reasonably honest about where you were coming from. You said, I'm going to try to do this whole religion thing, right?
Yeah. Another important thing is to not do it for that person.
Right.
I was doing it for myself. I moved to Jerusalem and I saw that anyways, things are shut down. Anyways, you like by default keep kosher because you can't buy a pig in the store. Not that I would. But so I thought, okay, I'll try this. And now I'm dating this religious guy. Okay. So it's nice. I'll buy longer skirts. It wasn't for him. I think when people start to, and that's like a big no-no, right? When you're trying to convert, you can never convert for the person.
Absolutely.
So Judaism's already figured that one out. Like, not going to work.
Not going to work.
So yes, without going into too much detail into the background of our lives, yes, I started on my own deciding I'd be interested in being more religious.
Right. So that's a very important thing, is doing things for yourself. But I think the other thing that has to really happen here is, so communicate with yourself about how you feel about your relationship with God is a really, really important thing. And then be able to communicate with your partner and always be touching base about those things. And then like also being with somebody that you feel is going to be accepting of your differences and your challenges and the fact that you're not always going to be on the same page. I think that's a really important thing. And I think that that's something that really causes a lot of havoc with couples.
And I would say, though, that Tova is right. There isn't a roadmap, right? It's kind of like, you can't be like, well, let's get married, but if we get divorced and I'm not religious anymore, you're going to be cool with that, right? You can't ever plan for that.
No.
It's like a prenup of religion.
Right. No, there is no prenup for this at all.
But the advice you just said is to communicate and touch base is the best way you can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
If you are like this, if you are struggling, if you have questions, if you agree or disagree, you should definitely write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. And of course, if you want to actually discuss this and have a healthy way before you get into serious relationship questions, bring them to somebody else who can give you those answers, hopefully. That's Mickey. Where can they find you?
MickeyLevinPell.co.il.
And this will wrap up another episode. And this is, by the way, for Yom Kippur, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're atoning for our sins here. At least I am. Sorry about that thruple thing,
we
God.
Sense.
Please
we
put me
sense.
In the book. All right. That's another episode of Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at JewishCoffeeHouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of JewishCoffeeHouse.com.